This is Lydia Johnson, and today I'm joined by a special guest, Cody Bryden of the Iron Mountain FFA chapter in Alaska. He is the national FFA proficiency winner in the outdoor recreation area. Cody, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
How did it feel when they said your name on stage?
To be honest, I fully wasn't expecting it. I was up against a couple other kids that both or that all had really good job or proficiencies, and I was just really excited and really surprised when I heard my name come across, and it was definitely something amazing, especially since I'm Alaska's first ever person to place as a finalist as a proficiency for anything, and especially to win it overall. It's even more amazing.
So you call Alaska home. Tell us a little bit about your project there.
Yeah, so my proficiency that I do in Alaska, I'm based out of Seward, Alaska, which is a coastal town on the Kenai Peninsula, and what I do is I'm a charter boat deckhand. So basically what my job entitles is I take people out fishing or whale watching or sightseeing or whatever they want to do. And through that, I give them a tour of the area, show them floral fauna, give them the World War II history that we have, because there's a fair amount of that, and just make sure they have a good time on the water.
How did you learn about all those areas to share that with people coming to visit?
So mainly through my family. My mom's a biologist. And my dad is retired law enforcement, who when he was growing up always wanted to be a guide, but knew it wasn't a good job to fully base a family off of. So he did natural resources as his degree, went to law enforcement, and when he moved up to Alaska, he started a charter boat company. And growing up, I'd always had a boat because my dad was always fishing on it. And when he started up a charter company and I turned 14, I started working from him. And from there, I was able to build my knowledge and just grow and gain on everything.
What do you think are some of the biggest skills that you've gained working in this project area and building your business?
Definitely one of the biggest skills is probably learning how to talk to people. That was a big one, especially coming from a small town where in elementary school, I had one other person in my grade. The elementary school had 15 kids in it total when I left. So through that job, I was seeing basically new people every single day, all summer long. So it really gave me an opportunity to build like my skills and talking with people, learning about different areas. And because we're a business, we have people from all over the world literally coming to us. And so I got to see cultures and stuff, and it was just amazing.
All that being said, where are you at in your education?
Currently, I'm a freshman at University of Alaska Fairbanks. I'm going for a civil engineering degree with a specialty in petroleum engineering. And my hope is I'll be able to base that business as well as part of my proficiency and combine them a little bit. And when I graduate, I'd like to get a job working on trying to like design docks or make it more of a successful and less chance for a spill of like loading oil onto barges. And that's kind of where I'm hoping to go with it.
In terms of this proficiency area, is there anybody that you'd like to thank that helped you get here?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to thank, obviously, my advisor, my family for helping me, our state advisor, Mr. Fox, who did a lot of help with everything.
Wow, and you heard it here first, but the first Alaska FFA member to win and to even be a finalist for a National FFA Proficiency Award. But congratulations, Cody.
Thank you.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.